Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to the Abroad Japan podcast, probably the best way of learning about life in Japan, not actually being in Japan. I'm your host, Chris Broad, and we're joined, as always, by top London radio DJ, certified Japanophile, Mr. Pete Donaldson. Pete, how are you doing?
Tom Hiddleston. Chris, Tom Hiddleston.
Words that strike fear into the hearts of men.
Have you seen that advert?
Why?
Have you seen that advert where he advertises Shintrum? The vitamin.
I have not.
The vitamin jellies, basically. It's a creepy Chinese kind of gonzo first-person perspective video where Tom Hiddleston is making a woman some breakfast. And he makes this horrific... It's basically based around the design of the logo of Shintrum, because that's why he says it in the advert. Shintrum. It's a vitamin range, basically. And he makes this horrible plate of food that is exactly the same colours as the Centrum logo, but it involves chilies, I think bananas, cucumbers, an egg. It's a state. It really is. But it got me excited about the possibilities of vitamining myself up. So I bought myself some vitamins, Shintrum, and I left them next to my projector... outlet fan thing, right. And it's melted all of my jelly vitamins. So now have one big blob of jelly vitamin, and I'm scared to eat it in case I get too much vitamins or too little.
I love the way that how long you're able to drag that story out for, and even bring in Tom Hiddleston for a great length of the story.
Yeah, you got to give it a little bit of celebrity spice. That's all I'm saying. I'm fine, Chris. In response, it was my birthday yesterday, and I spent it in a man's flat filming something for the video game company IGN. And I have terrible cat allergies, and the man has two cats, so you can imagine how my birthday went on that.
Oh. But you live to tell the tale nonetheless.
Yeah.
I mean, I could completely empathise with you. I have a cat allergy as well, which is weird given I've done a cat documentary in the past.
Mm.
Thought I'd go along with it, thought it'd be quite fun. But yeah, I like cats, but I just can't touch them. My hands just like explode. It's quite messy.
Just your hands? So that's interesting.
My hands, my eyes, it's horrible. It's like the scene in Indiana Jones when they open the Ark of the Covenant and those German soldiers melt. Basically what my face looks like when I touch a cat.
So, we're like we're like two proper asthma boys, aren't we? If you want the premier Japanese interest podcast presented by two asthmatics, you've got it, baby. The Abroad Japan podcast, we're there for you.
Were you always the last one chosen at school for like games like football? Or
no, because I'm bloody brilliant.
Well, I certainly was. And that has scarred me for life and made me who I am today. This maniacal, evil person. Which has been because I was always chosen last for every sort at school. So
in many ways,
kind of
I'm like
shaped me into who I am.
In many ways, I'm like Thor, and you're like Loki. Again, Tom Hiddleston.
What is it with you, Tom bloody Hiddleston?
I'm obsessed. When I was in Japan,
no. I bet you've met him or something.
No, I don't think I have actually. But he, but whenever I have gone to Japan, that has been one of my lookalikes. Obviously, I don't believe it or really understand it, but yeah, that has been one of my lookalikes. So there we go. It's the receding hairline.
I get people calling me Daniel Radcliffe, where I've got my glasses on, but you and Tom Hiddleston are not the same in any way. I don't understand.
We both consume Centrum. Shintrum.
Have you secretly like got a sponsorship deal without telling me?
I wish so. I wish I could get some more Shintrum. Oh, let's get on with the show. How have you been, Chris? What's been going on?
Yeah, good. I had my birthday as well. I didn't really do a great deal. You know, when you have your birthday, everyone's like, oh, but you got really drunk, but you had a lot of fun. I'm like, no, I just went for a walk, buy some cherry blossoms. Because the spring has finally emerged. Winter's gone up in Tohoku. It's actually really beautiful at the moment. So I've started going out. You know, for like 4 or 5 months during winter, you just sort of sit inside and rock backwards and forwards slowly, trying to keep warm. But now the weather's turned around, it's beautiful. Went for a walk, I saw a duck, that was pretty good. And I got bullied by some annoying Japanese schoolgirls, as
you
is
got
standard.
Bullied.
I love the way my voice broke then, as is standard.
It was horrible.
Such was the painful memory of being bullied. Yeah, no, it wasn't so much bullying as being annoying. I was just walking through a shop, right. And you'll find this happens if you're out in the countryside. You kind of walk around a shop and every now and then you get some school kids who like want to try their English.
Right.
And in this case, today I was walking around and I had like three schoolgirls follow me around this shop. I think it was Don Quixote. And they wouldn't leave me alone. They kept whispering and I was like, what are they whispering? What are they doing? And then they kept coming alongside me and speaking to them amongst themselves, but in English, to try and provoke me.
Provoke
and they did it for like
what?
5 minutes and I just lost it. It's just like, It's harmless fun, bit of harmless fun. But like at one point they went, "I like apples. Do you like apples?" to each other, right? And I just turned around, and went, "Yeah, I like apples." And they got really scared and ran away, and that was the end of that. So if you ever get annoyed by schoolgirls, just turn around and answer their rhetorical question.
And that's how Chris is getting deported next week because he is the
I like apples
creepy apple man of Tohoku.
Creepy, yeah.
The Ringo Gringo. The Ringo Gringo, you having that?
I'm not having that. No, I'm not having
Come
that.
On, the Ringo Gringo.
While we're on the subject of apples and healthy food, I saw an article this week that shocked me and excited me at the same time. It was an article with the headline, "Japanese study finds KFC's Pari Pari crispy chicken sound increases blood flow." Blood flow. Oh
blood flow, hello.
Blood flow in the brain.
Blood flow in the afro.
I messed up the pronunciation of blood flow. That's embarrassing. Yeah, apparently. So do you know what pari pari means? It's another onomatopoeia. Can you guess what it means?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was going to be like peri peri chicken, like the Portuguese. I thought it was like a Portuguese variant for KFC.
Not quite. Pari pari means crispy.
Ah.
Kind of like a crunchy sound. You know, you like crunch, crunch, pari pari.
Ah, there's quite There's quite a good video set on YouTube called Punny Punny, like that. I don't know what it means, but they do quite a good vocab, little lessons. Punny Punny! Hot tip.
Did we ever do an episode on onomatopoeia? I feel like we might have done one.
Oh, maybe we did, maybe. It's been so long.
We've forgotten. Mm. That's what happens when you do a weekly podcast. But I remember I did teach you one the other week, Shabu Shabu.
Yes.
Sort of swishing sound of putting meat in some water. Popular hot pot
dish. And also, we spoke about the Suica card. And I was saying, because Suica means watermelon in Japanese. And I was like, I wonder why they've not used... Because I presume it was like a slice of watermelon, but it's not. It's Sui, the sound of you moving a card across a reader. And Ka, short for card. So Suica, like a shoo card. So there we go.
Suica. I mean, this Pari Pari chicken, allegedly, they did a study and they found that the crunchy sound of eating this Pari Pari chicken allegedly increases blood flow
today? It's because your blood isn't flowing. I imagine it would because it would...
It's a tongue twister, though. Increases blood flow.
Blood
say
flow.
That three times quickly and see if you could do it.
Blood flow. Blood flow. Blood flow and blood flow.
All right, that's just me. So... They've even, I don't know if you've, so this article, they've got graphs, pictures of two brains. One of them is a person who's not listening to the sound of fried chicken being eaten, and the other one is. And on the one where they are listening to the sound of fried chicken being eaten, you can quite clearly see their blood flow has increased. Not only that, but their salivation, the amount of saliva in their mouth has also increased.
Oh.
I don't really know what this shows. I can't help but think it's a bit of a superficial... study that might have been done alongside KFC to promote their Pari Pari chicken. But nonetheless, I will try it at some point and I can't even measure my blood flow.
No.
What is the benefit of having more blood flow in your brain anyway?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it makes you more intelligent.
I'm asking the right man here.
Like you kind of, I guess more blood flow means more brain power, I guess. Because if your brain's starved of oxygen, you can't really think quite as clearly. That's why thinking at altitude is quite difficult. So I guess having a think about the old KFC. I wonder what happens when they actually eat it, though. Like, because obviously the heat of the spices would probably increase the blood flow as well. But yeah, fascinating. I like the picture that you've sent with the brain goes all green when they hear the peri peri chicken.
Peri peri.
That must be good then. I feel like the key word here is desperation. Desperate attempt by KFC to try and sell their chicken and try and make it sound healthy when it's definitely not, because it's battered chicken. Yeah. But fair play. And the same week this came out, McDonald's released their new Gigamac, which they are quite happy about pointing out that's not healthy at all. Do you know what the Gigamac is? Have you ever heard of the Gigamac?
I don't know. Is it as big as a gigabyte hard drive? I don't know.
Probably bigger.
Yeah.
No, it definitely is bigger, actually. So they've got about three or four different levels of Big Mac in Japan. You've got your standard Big Mac. You've got your Grand Mac, which is just a Big Mac with patties that are 1.3 times bigger than the usual patties. And then you've got Gigamac, which is a Grand Mac, so a big Big Mac, with four patties in it. So basically just a double Big Mac. And I haven't had it, and I don't eat it, but it looks absolutely disgusting.
I always think
increase your blood flow.
The bigger the Big Mac, I always sort of think it just looks the drier it can get. By the time you get to the end, because I always start with my fries, by the time I get the actual Big Mac itself, it just looks a bit sorry for itself. But I'm a big Big Mac fan. I'm quite into that new Burger King vegan burger. No doubt they'll mess it up by putting it on a non-vegan bun to upset everyone. But it looks really interesting.
What was in it again?
It's just a meat-free kind of one of those bloody kind of like it's not mystery meats, what they call it, like a crazy burger or something, and it's for vegans, and it bleeds, and it's got that iron taste to it, and it's for people who love burgers, meat burgers, but they want to become a vegan or make more responsible choices.
Right. So it's what are all these fast food outlets desperately trying to win back customers now that we've all worked out that
it's very unhealthy
eating these foods. I mean, the only time in the early days, my YouTube channel was basically built off of McDonald's Japan.
Yeah.
I remember, like, in 2016, I made a video. I came back to Japan from the UK for the first time because after finishing teaching, went back to the UK for a bit, for 3 or 4 months, then dived back into Japan.
Yeah.
And the first video I made was me eating some fries from McDonald's that had a chocolate sauce dip, and it's the saddest, most pathetic video I think I've ever made. It's just me sitting alone in a hotel room in Sendai, because I hadn't found an apartment, just putting some really horrible looking white and brown chocolate over my just fries and eating them, and it was just awful. It tasted horrible. But the video went viral because everyone was so impressed by this groundbreaking concept of putting chocolate on your fries.
Oh, it's crazy. Like, I think every YouTuber in Japan, or, you know, anywhere in the Far East, that something new comes out or some kind of fast food that you don't get back home, they're not interested in the Wagyu beef, they're not interested in the Shabu Shabu, they're interested in having like a bit of, like, having a product in McDonald's you can't get in the West. And that's why it does big numbers, isn't it, Chris? It's all the YouTubers run to McDonald's to experience this for the first time. Oh, strawberry on your fries. Oh, let's have a bit of this. Let's film ourselves eating that. Me and you have had chocolate on our fries before. In the first time I met you on your cycle in Japan, I think we had some that night.
Really?
We did, I definitely had chocolate on my fry. I'm fairly certain I did anyway.
Where was this?
It was near, over the road from the hotel in where I met you guys. Before the first day of the cycling, I'd come down from
was
Kamakura.
Was that in McDonald's?
Yeah, it was.
Of course it was.
Of course it bloody was. Yeah, it was good.
No better way to prepare for a cycle than by eating some chocolate fries. Yeah, no, I'm pretty guilty of it all, though, aren't I? I mean, I used to run, in the old days, I used to run out whenever I saw a news article of something interesting, like KFC Christmas or the sushi Kit Kats. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Sushi Kit Kats.
It's just, you know, it's bread and butter, isn't it? Cheap heat, mate. Bread and butter. You got to get those in so you can do... It's like Brad Pitt doing, I don't know, World War Z to do the interesting artsy stuff he enjoys.
It's the perfect comparison.
It is.
World War Z versus Sushi Kit Kats.
Yep.
There you go. While we're not on the subject, let's escape the subject of food, though, and the Gigamac. I must admit, I would be tempted to make a video of Natsuki eating a Gigamac, though. I say Natsuki because I don't think I could stomach it. And Natsuki is very much my human guinea pig when it comes to awful Japanese food, as seen with the giant gyoza thing we did last year.
Oh, heavy.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Mine's pretty low after coming back from the craziness of WrestleMania. Too many body slams and all that. And I'm pretty jealous of my co-host Chris, who seems to have been exploring Japan's most isolated hotel. He's definitely winning in the relaxation race, but I'm determined to catch up with him. It can be easy to get swept up in social gatherings and spread ourselves too thin, but with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Japan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Japan.
But escaping food for a moment, I saw another article, completely unrelated, the other day. We've talked before at length about mascots in Japan and how big a deal mascots are. Do you remember any prominent mascots, any off the top of your head?
There's several penis ones. There's eggs.
That was the first one that comes to mind.
Well, weirdly, the penis one, mascot. Guritama is the only one that has ever really reached our shores. Is it Kumamono as well, the bear? Is he a bear? Kumamono?
Kumamon, the bear. Kumamon, yeah, he's the biggest one.
Yeah, he's very popular.
$100 million for Kumamoto, just because he's so beloved by all. But Nara, the city of Nara, or a town called Oji in Nara, has picked a flying puppy dog drone as their mascot. I came across a video of this dog. It's a quadricopter flying dog. I'm not making this up. And in the promo video, it's just flying past various temples in Nara. And as it's flying, it's got legs that move as though it's walking in air. It's very cool. I thought it was CGI at first. Then it dawned on me that it was actually a genuine quadricopter puppy robot dog thing. In the video, there's just people not even acknowledging it as it flies past them and nearly crashes into their faces. But it's certainly one of the more interesting ones I've seen. You can look it up. Just type in flying puppy dog drone Japan. It will come up. Needs to be seen to believe, to be believed. But it's called, they've cleverly called it Yukimaru Skywalker. Quite nice name. Potential copyright infringement.
Yeah, maybe.
A nice gesture.
Yeah. I really like it because the legs do move, so it does look like a... You know, if you ever suspend a puppy above water and it thinks it's about to swim, so it starts moving its legs, it kind of looks a bit like that, moving through the air. But it's an adorable piece of work, it really is.
I must admit, that must be the greatest job in the world, sitting in a room in a local government office and someone says, right, we need a mascot. Anybody got any ideas? Yeah, I know. Let's have a flying quadricopter dog.
I bought a drone.
With moving legs. Yeah, I bought a drone. I need to make some money out of it. I don't know. I think that'd be the funnest job in Japan, choosing a mascot.
Oh, massively.
Big business. Massive business.
I don't know. I don't know why our little... remember we made those little monsters in Monster Street in Kyoto?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why our mascots haven't been picked up by the government.
I remember I exploded yours.
You exploded mine, yeah, because mine was mainly balloon-based. Tell you what, fill it with helium and then it float around the town like that one, like the quadricopter.
Yes, a helium balloon covered in salami. Well, that's just what the people of Kyoto are crying out for. I imagine that. And Yukimaru Skywalker might come across it and shred it in its blades. That'd be brilliant, actually.
That'd be enjoyable, yeah.
Now, the other week, we did a podcast dedicated to Japanglish or English, and people have been sending them in. Ironically, after that episode broadcast, I got more people sending them into the fax machine than we did before the episode when we asked people to send them in. So we've kind of got like a surplus of wonderful English. We thought I'd feature a few of them in this episode. What's the first one? We've got Pete, and it's from James.
The first one is from James. Hi, Chris and Pete. Me and my wife saw this madness in the Nishiki market on Kyoto on our honeymoon in a little outlet that sold everything made out of sesame. They gave us a free sample of what we think was sesame tea, and we had to go to our happy places in order to consume a thimble-sized shot of the awful stuff to not offend the poor vendors. Sounds quite nice, really. To be fair, the deep-fried sesame donut balls they sold were incredible. I hope to meet the sesame meister one day. So the basically, the advert for this iced sesame topping is black sesame soft with limited... Sesame of an ice sesame. Topping is sesame of sesame meister, making by handmade with us. Gold freshly, I pounded sesame with a fragrant mallet. It's being sold in the store.
I'm so excited by the concept of a fragrant mallet.
My fragrant mallet.
What is a fragrant mallet?
I don't know.
Technically, all mallets would be fragrant if they're pounding something.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess it absorbs the smell of whatever it's hitting.
Not a sentence I ever thought I'd ever say out loud.
No, not really.
I love the way, in the first line, they use the word sesame about four or five times. Sesame of an iced sesame topping is sesame of sesame meister.
Yeah.
Making by handmade with us. Gold freshly, I pounded. I'm not really sure. Annoyingly, there's no Japanese that came with it, so we're going to just have to make our assumptions. Yeah, I'm guessing... They probably used gold flakes. It's quite popular in Japan to have flakes of gold on your food. Edible gold. I don't know if it's actually gold, but it looks gold. It's edible. There you go, though. If you're in Kyoto and you see some black sesame, give it a shot. And who knows? You might come face to face with the sesame meister if you play your cards right. We've got another one here from Joanne from Vancouver. She says, hello and happy belated birthday, Chris and Pete. Yeah, thanks, Joanne.
Yeah.
I look forward to my Wednesday commute every week because it's podcast release day. I always make a mental note to respond to the fax machine, but never got around to it. But I had to make the extra effort for this week's call for funny, strange Japanese signage, as I've collected a few examples over the years. Lastly, I attached some photos of Mount Fuji for your viewing pleasure. On my most recent trip to Japan last year, I was fortunate enough to see a very clear view of Mount Fuji for 3 days while I was in the area. Joanne from Vancouver. It's every now, like whenever somebody sends me a photo of Mount Fuji now, I just feel bitter and angry because of my trip to September where I went to Mount Fuji for a week to try and film it for a video. The first ever video I dedicated to capturing the beauty of Mount Fuji. And not once in that week did it rear its head for me and give me what I wanted. So I'm still pretty bitter. And now, because of that video, every week I receive photos from people across Gmail, Instagram, Facebook of them looking at Mount Fuji and making me jealous and envious. So, lucky you.
Are you anyway? Are you going to be upset if I see Mount Fuji when I go and see it in June? Try and climb the bugger.
I will beat you. If you send me any photos of Mount Fuji, I will beat you with a stick of Kulish.
Fragrant stick.
Made up. Fragrant stick of Kulish, or a fragrant mallet to the face. That's a horrible image. Anyway, Joanne has sent in two examples. One of them, she's at some sort of petting zoo in front of some cows, and it's just a picture of a sheep in front of the cows, and it says, "Animals are sensitive. Think life."
What I like about it is next to the sign, I've got a picture of someone feeding a sheep and a rabbit.
A rabbit.
Some crisps. Have some crisps, guys. They look into it.
I don't know what... I'm guessing the point is don't give crisps to sheep. Don't give potato chips to sheep.
Good sage advice there. Sage advice.
Animals are sensitive. Think life. And the other one is a classic. One of the most common places where things go horribly wrong with Japanese English are the sushi restaurants, where you get a big touchscreen, you sit down, you order your fish on a touchscreen that's brought to you on a bullet train, little tiny train on a conveyor belt. And this one here is some, I think it's aburi salmon. So it's kind of salmon that's been seared on the top with a little flame. Right. And some reason they've cocked up the translation and just put burning condition salmon. Burning condition salmon.
Well, I mean, I can see what they've gone for there. It is in a burnt condition, but it's not a very nice way of describing it.
It sounds like a horrible medical condition that comes about by the consumption of salmon. Burning condition salmon. Pretty notorious. But, if you look at it, if you want to go, if you're traveling Japan, you want to find yourself some weird, wacky English. Sushi's always a good one. Daiso, the 100 yen shop, or Don Quixote. Those are my big three, I'd say. Particularly sushi restaurants, though, because they don't put a lot of effort into their... For some reason, they just don't bother. Don't know why. It's an afterthought, isn't it? Translating into English. Even though big, popular one with the tourists. But there you go.
Yeah, I remember being in a restaurant that was like one of my favourite little silly places that was in Shibuya but isn't there anymore. I think it was somewhere else. It was like, I think it was called Emergency Room or Emergency ER. And it's basically a prison hospital themed restaurant. And a lot of that stuff is really funny because it's kind of like, I think Freddy's Claw was like a load of like chicken wings that are like breaded so that it looks like his glove coming out of something. And I think the subtitle was Freddy went through hell to bring you great chicken. It's so bizarre. So very bizarre. Freddy went through hell.
Is that the lockup you're talking about?
No, I think it was called Emergency ER or something. It was in Shibuya in the Love Hotel district. Another one that I really liked was...
It was a
salad, and it said, "We got no..." It couldn't really figure out whether it was a prison or a hospital, but it was somewhere in between the two. I settled on prison hospital after
the
a while. At one point, they turn off all the lights. A man throws lighter fuel on the floor and sets fire to it, and they play the James Bond theme. That's the show. That's dinner on the show, Chris. But one of the meals was a salad, and it said, "We got no use for prisoners who don't look after their health."
Brilliant.
So weird.
There's a few places like that, the old theme restaurants that are quite big business in especially in Tokyo. There's the do you ever go to the ninja restaurant, the ninja place?
I must admit, no, I didn't know.
And there's an inconspicuous little wooden door, and you go in and they shut the door behind you, and it's you and your friend and like another awkward couple standing there, and this ninja just jumps down from the ceiling and he's like, "Hello," and you're like, "Oh, all right." And he sort of takes you through this little obstacle course. And then you sit down, have a fairly average meal. Call me Mr. Miserable and pessimistic, but it did feel a little bit expensive for what it was. Great for kids, yeah. Other than that. Yeah. I must say, the only one I really do recommend is Robot Restaurant. As much as it pains me, it's the best themed one I've still come across to this day. I got an email the other day from someone who went to Robot Restaurant. And when you go in, it's in Shinjuku, you go into like a basement and it's just this big room full of mirrors and it looks pretty rubbish because you're sort of just sitting there. It's just loads of mirrors and expensive drinks and everyone just sitting around on sofas and there's like pictures of robots and little toy models. But this person thought that was the actual robot restaurant.
Right.
When in fact it's the kind of like meeting room or the waiting room before the whole show starts where you sort of sit there and drink and spend all your money on overpriced drinks. And then they actually went in and they were in awe of Robot Restaurant when it actually did get going. So I do recommend it, you know. The fact that Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift have made a video there, music Ooh. Video, means it must be good. So, what's next? Natsuki the movie. Two. Yeah. That's making a music video with Natsuki in there. I'd love to take Natsuki in there and get his reactions, to be honest.
Yeah. Has he never been?
He's never been.
Oh.
I don't think he could ever justify the bill. It's like 5,000 yen to go in there.
Jiminy cricket.
Take him in and film it. That's all for now, though, guys. Keep your questions, stories coming in to abroadinjapanpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back next week with a special reading out your questions from the fax machine, because we have a pile of questions and stories and things that built up. But for now, that's all. No matter where you might be out there in the big wide world, enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll be back same time next week. But for now, have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Was a Radio Staccato production.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.